Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She once considered moving to a dairy farm in Vermont to make babies and churn butter. But instead, she's the queen of the Greg Hill Show and churns out incredible one-liners.
Here's seismologist. Okay. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Courtney Cox on the Greg Hill Show.
Who is your favorite quarterback in this draft?
My favorite quarterback in this draft, I feel like Drake May is. You watch his tape, just his arm talent jumps off. I mean, he's one guy that, like, to me, like, the one mistake that I did early on in, like, this first couple games was I moved around too much. Like, I didn't get the ball out on time. I started taking risks that weren't even downfield. They're necessarily scrambling. And when you watch his tape, he scrambles when he needs to. He throws guys open. He has, like, right here, he has rollout ability, like, different arm angles. So
I feel like when you watch like Drake May, you see certain things that you need to play an NFL game.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused.
Sounds like C.J. Stroud thinks the New England Patriots made the right pick.
Yep.
When it comes to Drake May. So we'll find out. We'll get to talk to Gerard Mayo about that on Monday's show. We're in Vermont. What a 24 hours or whatever it was, 18 hours so far. New Hampshire was great. Keene, New Hampshire last night, Poorhouse. Thanks to everybody there. And thanks to everybody here this morning so far in Brattleboro, Vermont. You guys are...
Woo!
Beautiful. You guys are the best.
And the bridge over to New Hampshire from the hotel was beautiful last night. And then driving here this morning, though, the lake, I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know where I am, but very
pretty. How far are we from that Crystal Lake that was in the top 25 beaches across the country?
Was it in the world? Was that in there?
Yeah,
there
was, Crystal Lake in Vermont. Yeah. That was on there.
Curtis said that was fraudulent because it should be on the ocean.
Beaches is ocean, not lakes.
This is Greg in the truck. Greg, good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a couple of points regarding the Bruins goalie rotation.
We haven't talked about that enough over the last couple of months. Yes.
During the regular season, it makes sense to keep them healthy. But like Wiggins has said, I think that the playoffs are different. And where was their commitment to the goalie rotation when they tried to deal Ullmark before the deadline?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Curtis, hey, guys, can you have some patience with the callers?
I don't know much. I can tell you within the first 3 seconds of a call if it's going to be worth the time or not. And so when I recognize it's not going to be worth the time, I check out.
It gives me such anxiety when you start sighing. Like, but 2 seconds into a call, okay, they literally say hello, and Curtis is like, okay, get to it.
Did you see the nice lady that came up who works at the hospital in Brattleboro?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
She said she's able to listen from 6:30 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have a finite amount of people's time.
Yeah.
And
you feel like he just wasted all of our time.
Right. So let's get to something that's more worthy of our time.
Listen, well, I agree with him on the goalie rotation.
I disagree with him on the goalie rotation.
I mean, that was his cut.
No, I mean, listen, I am afraid that we're going to find out that it is going to be Linus Ullmark who's in net tomorrow night.
And there's no need to be afraid. If the rest of the team comes out playing well, playing with energy, then there's no reason to worry about Linus Ullmark. He's very, very good goalie.
And upside, though, if they lose, bad, but I believe if they lose and Linus gives up 3 goals or 4, then you can officially bury the rotation.
What if they lose and he gave up 1 goal and it was a tough one?
You know what happens?
I still now think he's done.
Now the problem continues.
Yeah. Well,
The frustration of the back and forth continues. The not knowing continues. It seems like Jim Montgomery himself doesn't know which direction it goes in. Continues.
I don't know. I think
if he only loses by 1 goal, and I agree with you, Courtney.
They continue the rotation.
Call me an idiot, and it may backfire on me, but I feel like that this team woke up the other night when Max Domi hit Jeremy Swayman with a stick. Between periods, and I feel like they're not – I don't think it matters to them who's in net. That being said, I think it's interesting that Mike Milbury said on this show yesterday that – I don't know if you agree or disagree – that you risk pissing Jeremy Swayman off when it comes to next season and getting a long-term deal done with him if he's not your starter going forward.
I don't believe it. I really think that those two are on board with what Montgomery has decided with, which seems to be a rotation.
But unlike basketball, right, in the Celtics, we all expect the Celtics to win the series against the Heat and win by a lot, right? Where we expect the Bruins to win and beat Toronto, but we expect the games are going to be closer.
Yeah.
So the issue becomes if, like Courtney brought up, if Linus loses and only gives up 1 goal and plays well, and then Swayman wins, and even though it's a close game, one guy looks better than the other. One guy plays better than the other.
He's talking about approving a male's appearance.
That is true. That is true. You have to – Montgomery can't continue to do this because all it's going to do is, I don't want to say separate them, but let's stop with the BS. When Swayman says, hey, I want to play every night. Finally, it's my time.
Yeah.
That's him saying, I'm the guy. Keep me in damn nets. Right? In the damn net to play every single night. This whole, they're kumbaya. Yeah, they're friends. But any man, woman, competitive person does not want to share the stage with somebody else. That's why most bands have breakups, because there's some guy who doesn't like being on the back on the bass going, damn, David Lee Roth gets all the accolades.
Are you saying Michael Anthony? Michael Anthony wasn't like that.
Huh?
Michael Anthony was not like that.
Somebody
what
left.
What about Neil Peart?
Was it Alex? Who was the bassist in Van Halen? Anthony.
No, I'm just saying that there's somebody in the band that didn't like that David Lee Roth was getting all the and so that's why with the Linus and Swayman thing, you have to make a decision, Greg. He can't continue to do this every series and every game.
This is Chris in the truck. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that X-Bear in the Twitch chat said, talk sports, please.
Chris, thank you.
Alrighty.
Alan,
do you agree, though?
I said it yesterday. I changed my mind completely. I want Jeremy Swayman in net. I really do. He looks way. He looks better. I was gonna say way better. He just looks better. What?
Shime's got good audio of Monty on this. If we want to use it, he said. Yeah. Let's hear what Monty said about Swayman yesterday.
Swayman's had success against the Leafs. Do you buy into the idea sometimes the player just has a team's number, gives him more confidence, or is that just an aberration that you have 5-0 against?
Yeah, sometimes I don't think that. But, you know, when Domi goes off the bench and bumps him on purpose, makes me think that maybe he's in their head a little bit.
So he was asked about Swayman being 5-0 against the Leafs, and Monty said he's in their head a little bit. I think Swayman starts tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, he was gushing about him yesterday or whatever, or post-game the other night about how, you know, how dependable he is, how he's his guy. I mean, you should, if he's in their heads, then you should keep playing him.
I agree. But what happens if you play him and they win? How do you then go back to Linus?
They're not. They're right, not.
So all he's doing is creating more of a problem by not sticking to one
What
guy.
If you play him tomorrow night, they win. Then they move on to the next game.
Game five.
They're
up 3-1 in the series.
And they play Swayman again, and he stinks. Then what?
Then you put him in game six and hope he goes to 6-1 against them.
Right.
Telling you.
See, Courtney's right, because you always have the other guy that is looming in the background.
Yep.
And what, I mean.
You make a decision before the series and you stick to it.
But obviously. They had,
again, Linus is not the issue. That's bottom line. Linus is not the issue. Did not lose that game.
Right, so neither is Swayman.
I know.
Swayman's not an issue. He is an asset. He's in the heads of the
so
opponent.
So is Linus.
No, he's not. Linus has had far worse record this year against the Leafs.
I'm not saying whether or not they're in the head, because we can't prove that. We can't prove.
No, but Jim Montgomery thinks.
Yes, Jim Montgomery thinks that Swayman may be in the heads of the Maple Leafs. But at the same time, they're not winning. They're not losing games based on their goalies.
Nope. And I think that Swayman's the future, and they tried to get rid of Linus, and it's time to just ride with Swayman.
This is Alan. Alan, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Let's go back to this Dream 8 conversation. I'm fully Team Curtis. I love you, Wiggy, but how are you trying to make your case highlighting Mahomes and Brady? They both joined teams heavy on talent. The support is needed for the QB to reach their potential. So, Wiggy, I need you to answer this question. What would Brady's career look like if you drafted rookie Brady to this team right now? What's the next 20 years look like?
Well, is rookie Brady a first-round pick? I'm betting it's probably, if based on what we know about Tom's personality and how hard he works and how he loves to compete and all the things that he is, I'm guessing that he's probably pretty damn good.
But we look at Mahomes.
I hate this argument because we did it forever, but you got it. However much you want to give him, there's a Belichick factor in that whole thing.
Right. Belichick's had a million other quarterbacks. None of them got close to Brady.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fact.
But this is a different team. We're talking about this Gerard Mayo New England Patriots team.
He's a different – Gerard Mayo is a first-time head coach.
Right. But I'm just talking about the quarterback and the difference we're playing. Brady and Belichick are a combination, an item. If Mayo was drafting Tom Brady, right, because that's what we're talking about. Tom Brady is a rookie, and Tom Brady is a first-round draft pick based on what the caller is saying, then I'm willing to bet you just based on Tom Brady's personality and how he works and how he competes and what it looks like Mayo is as a coach who's not going to be a mind gamer like Bill was. You got to be a special, special breed to play for Bill. Special.
Yeah.
Like myself and others.
Right.
But some people can't do it, Greg. Yeah. Some people can't work. We all work in a society nowadays, and we are so soft that we need people in our society when we work where you have to be like, hey, it's going to be okay.
Are you calling these people soft?
No.
These are hardy Vermonters.
No, right. I'm saying that's the way they want us to believe nowadays. So the hard-ass coaches or the hard-ass bosses nowadays – you can't be no more, because if you are, they run an HR and say, oh, they're too heavy on me at work.
Okay,
I can't do the things that I need to do mentally.
But here's the issue with Wiggy's
I'm
point
just
about
keeping it
Mahomes.
Real.
About Mahomes.
Hallelujah.
Nobody loves having a live audience more than Jermaine Wiggins.
I keep my headphones keep going out. Anyway, Wiggy is awesome at performing, especially in Super Bowls. Good job, buddy.
I appreciate that.
So the Mahomes example, he is drafted to a team which has a top three receiver in Tyreek Hill, a top five or top three all-time tight end in Travis Kelce. He's been in the news. And has a Hall of Fame head coach.
Yep.
If he doesn't go to the Chiefs, maybe Mahomes, who is the best player in football, isn't what Mahomes is.
Right.
So the point with Drake May is that there is nothing. He doesn't have a Hall of Fame coach. He doesn't have a top three receiver. He doesn't have a top five tight end. And he has
throw in the offensive coordinator.
Who was fired by the Browns.
Yes. Yeah.
I get that. I get what you're saying. But you know what I'm saying, Greg?
Curtis's whole point is you were more likely to have hit on a generational player with Marvin Harrison Jr. than you were with Drake May. That's Curtis's whole point.
And then if you have Marvin Harrison Jr. and next year you take Dak Prescott or someone else, then they're entering an organization that has talent. You have Hunter Henry at tight end.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then. If that's the road you want to go and we're playing, what's more?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More likely that the Patriots
I love it.
You get Marvin Harrison.
Yep.
Right? So you're going with Jacoby Myers because guess
Brissett.
What? Jacoby Brissett because guess what? You're missing out on J.J. McCarthy and you're missing out on Michael Penix Jr. based on how the draft is going.
And
Bo Nix. So now you're at like that whatever that tier of quarterbacks are, Spencer Rattler, Sam Hartman, all these next level quarterbacks. So that's the quarterback of potentially the future. Or are you hoping your team is so bad that you're now back in the top five again?
I think you're doing what Curtis is saying is you're going to go and try to find somebody from a free agent perspective.
But now they're randomly going to pay somebody?
No. But here's my point. And this is why I wanted you to say that. Because now, based on what we know, you're telling me they don't want to pay Ridley, but now they're going to pay Dak Prescott, $200+ million?
No, and you're right. The reason they took Drake May at three is because they don't want to spend that money. It's a continuation of the way they've been doing the budget. And
so if you're telling me that they're going to be real players for Dak Prescott next year when he's a free agent or real players to try to get that type of quarterback, then I'll say, okay, I'll take Marvin Harrison.
No, you're right. They're not going to do it.
Shime, who did you have picking at three?
This year I had the Giants trading up, which they really tried to, but they just couldn't get it done.
And then who do you have going in that three spot?
Jaden Daniels. Yeah, that was wrong.
Okay.
Missed on that one.
I just forgot I wanted to.
I mean,
that's okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
But you didn't really miss because I think in one of your 72 mocks, you had it this way, Sean. Like,
nope, Greg. I only had two mocks, and the previous ones don't matter. The final one's the only one that matters. Okay. So it is what it is, you know?
Didn't his coach tell us he's going to Washington, Brian Kelly?
I know. It was the worst kept secret in the NFL that he was going to.
I didn't buy it.
I'm concerned about your HERP score. Is that what it's called?
HERC. Oh, Lord. H-E-R-C.
Okay, all right. This is Dean from Cumberland, Rhode Island, where we will be 1 week from today for Roadshow number 2. Hey, Dean.
Yeah, can't wait. Anyways, Courtney, if the Bruins play better in front of Swayman, why would you not go back to him?
Great question.
I know it's not a goalie issue. You don't think it's a goalie issue, but why? Change how a team plays instead of the way they play in front of a goalie. It's baffling that you would not go with Swayman.
Because I think that the reason that Swayman has been playing so well is because he's had these breaks in between and that he knows he doesn't have to go every single night. I don't care what he's had to say about I want to go. I'm saying his physical ability is impacted because you have Linus that's able to step in. But
thank
that's just
you.
Me. I'm not an expert.
Dean, thank you. No.
So then, Courtney, then you don't want to sign Swayman long term.
And get
rid of Linus because now you run the risk of Swayman becoming the full-time goalie and you don't think he can do that.
Well, I don't know if he can do that. I'm saying that he's as good as he is because he has Linus. I think that they are a duo that is unbreakable.
So then
they're like Laverne and Shirley.
So in your
Ken and Curtis.
So in your world. In your world, Swayman and Linus need to stay together.
Yeah.
So you're not going to trade one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
So
do we have a Ken and Curtis show tomorrow?
We do, 9 to noon at America's Most Beloved Ballpark.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
There you go.
All right. Ken and Curtis show, Saturdays. Tune in tomorrow. We got to take a break.
Ken will be doing communion.
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont, Roadshow number 1, coming to a close. I can't believe
it. I know. First one in the books.
We'll check in with Gretchen Foyer from Detroit next. And all of our road shows this season are presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England and by Harbor One Bank. And today's show, also presented by La Valley Building Supply with 13 locations in New Hampshire and Vermont and at lavallee.com. And by Curtis's favorite, Pekarsky's Sausage, home of New England's farm-made sausage. Curtis is hogging all the sausage. I don't know if you noticed that or not. We will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.